So it's 7:30 a.m. Fabiano Caruana heads out for a run. He's about to run 5 miles with his training partner, Christian Cirilla. They jog up and down the hills. His legs look so torn, you might think that he's a soccer player. And then he's going to have an hour of tennis later on, and then basketball, and then he's going to jump into the pool for an hour of swimming. He's getting in shape. People will be surprised to hear this because Fabiano isn't a football player or a runner. He's a chess grandmaster.
The game of chess is incredibly taxing on the brain, but it's harder on the body than you'd ever guess. Today, an encore of one of our favorite stories, inside the physically grueling world of elite chess, where becoming king is even harder than it looks. I'm Ina Kimes. It's Monday, July 6th. This is ESPN Daily, presented by Marathon.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured, it was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky. 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Aish, how did you get on the chess beat in the first place?
So I get really interested in these really niche sports that people are super invested in.
Aishwarya Kumar is an international features writer for ESPN.
Like if you go on Twitch, millions of people are watching these chess tournaments that you wouldn't even like know where it's happening. It might be like in Iceland or Finland. And so I had this curiosity. So I was thinking, so Bobby Fischer was such a huge part of chess in the U.S.
What Rod Laver is to tennis, what Jack Nicklaus is to golf, that's what Bobby Fischer is to chess. Bobby Fischer of the United States will finally meet Boris Spassky of the Soviet Union in Belgrade, Yugoslavia, for the chess championship of the world. Plus a purse of $138,500. The richest prize for a head-to-head confrontation in any sport but boxing.
So who is the next Bobby Fischer? So I went to St. Louis last year to sort of figure out what is going on in the chess world. So St. Louis has sort of become this chess capital of the country.
Well, let's start with the basics here. What is a chess grandmaster and what does it take to become one?
Usually what happens is there's this International Chess Federation called FIDE, and they have this point system. So chess players play different tournaments and accumulate these points that gets them to a certain level of expertise, and they are then titled the Grandmaster, which is in fact the highest title that a chess player can be awarded by the International Chess Federation. Usually these players between the age of 10 and 14. And so they go through these rigorous tournaments, one after the other. Their parents take them, you know, all over the world. And they get the title by around age 13, 14. And then they start to perfect the art of being the perfect chess player.
So you mentioned Bobby Fischer, who is probably the most famous chess player of all time. Actually, you know, he's definitely the most famous chess player of all time. Who are the stars of the field today?
The poster boy of chess is, at the moment, Magnus Carlsen.
Magnus Carlsen is the best in the world, the youngest number one ever. And no one can explain to you how he does what he does. It seems to come from another world, which is why he's become known as the Mozart of chess.
He's from Norway. He sort of has this bad boy vibe to him. He's like, you know, interesting. He'll drop these nuggets about other players. He'll make jokes about his opponents.
So he talks trash.
He's such a chicken. I mean, how do you not... He's going to do the same? Yeah, the lack of cojones is astounding. And quite disappointing.
He talks trash, yeah, for sure. Sort of like that kind of poster boy. He's like, he's called the golden boy of chess. And then there's USA's Fabiano Caruana. There's a Chinese grandmaster, Ding Liren. And then USA's Wesley So and Hikaru Nakamura are really good. Armenia has Levon Aronian. So these are some of like the famous players at the moment that go up against each other all the time.
So Aish, the grandmaster that you decided to focus on with your story, the one who lives in St. Louis, is actually Italian. His name is Fabiano Caruana. Who is he and how did he get here?
Fabiano Caruana is the number two seed in the world. He's an Italian-American chess grandmaster. He became a grandmaster at 14 years of age, 14 years, 11 months and 20 days to be exact. And he, at that time, was the youngest grandmaster in the history of both Italy and the United States. He was sort of pegged to be the next big thing in U.S. chess. And he came back. Now he has an apartment in St. Louis. He lives there. And he sort of built his life from scratch. And he was never like the big personality like Norway's Magnus Carlsen is. He's sort of the guy that is very chill, loves video games, and let his work do the talk. There are still stories about him that call him the next Bobby Fischer, like the next big thing. He's the one person that can actually take down Magnus Carlsen in the world championship and become like the next world champion.
So what does a chess match in a grandmaster tournament actually look like? How does it play out?
Okay, so two grandmasters shake each other's hands, sit down, cross from each other. There's a chessboard. There's a clock next to them that they are constantly looking at. This goes on for at least like 6 hours, right? Every day. And so during these 6 hours, the brain has to have most oxygen supply, which means your heart is functioning 3 times faster than it would on like any given day. And because of that sustained higher blood pressure and sustained higher level of activity by the heart and the brain, the body goes through intense physical energy loss during a chess game that lasts 6 to 7 to sometimes 8 hours a day.
How many days does this go on for over the course of a tournament, and what does it do to their bodies?
Usually, chess tournaments last between 10 to 12 days. These are like regular tournaments. And then there is the World Championship, which is the highest tournament two chess players can play in. And that lasts based on how long it takes for one person to beat the other, right? And so that could be over the course of 3 months. It can be 45 days. It can be 50 days. So that lasts a long time. The tournaments that last 10 to 12 days, what is happening is players can lose up to 6,000 calories a day, which means they're losing about 2 pounds a day. And if you have that kind of loss of weight over the course of 10 to 12 days, that's around 20 pounds.
20 pounds!
Right? It's crazy. The first time I heard that, I sort of like, I kept saying, if you go back and listen to my interviews, it was like, wait, what? Wait, say that again? And it was just like over and over me being like flabbergasted. In 1984, at the World Chess Championship, so they've been playing for 5 months. So they're on their 48th game. The championship gets called off because the defending champion, Anatoly Karpov, had lost 22 pounds and he looked like death, was what one grandmaster and commentator, Maurice Ashley, told me. They decided that there is no way that this is a safe and healthy thing to do. And so they called off an entire championship because of the amount of weight he lost.
So how have chess masters dealt with this traditionally? How have they prepared their bodies for what you're describing?
So it's really funny. So like in the 90s and 80s, smoking and drinking was like a big part of the chess culture. Just because I think because they wanted to be that alert and wanted for their brain to be like to function at such a high level, chess players would walk out after they made a move to smoke quickly. That was how common that was. And there was a huge party scene. They would go out late into the night, party, come back home. Chess had a huge boogie nights face. And and they would come back at 5 a.m. and they would have to play a game in like 4 hours. Which like brings us to where we are today.
So you fly to St. Louis and you meet these guys for the first time, these grandmasters. What do they look like? Like, if you passed a grandmaster on the street,
How would you describe him? So that's one of the things that really caught my attention was they all sort of looked lean, toned, and like not like chess players, not like how you would think one would look like if they were sitting down and playing chess for like 8 hours a day. It was sort of like that moment where like I was such a nerd in college and like I would hang out with other nerds and like it was like if suddenly our like nerd table started looking like jocks.
I feel that I should disclose I was on our academic decathlon team, ACDEC, for those who know, if you know, you know. And I don't believe any of us looked like that. Coming up, inside the extreme training regimens of today's top chess stars.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home some huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
So grandmasters today, Aish, they're no longer smoking and drinking and partying well into the night, which, by the way, is a whole tangent I would love to hear about some other time. They're treating chess like any other sport. They're training for it with great discipline. And you spent time with a couple of these masters in rural Missouri. What can you tell me about them?
They have these strict diets that they eat, right? They have salad, boiled shrimp, beef stew, mashed potatoes. They want to get protein, carbs, and fat in the right amount. So their body sort of like preps for the amount of weight loss they go through during the course of a tournament. But the other thing that's really interesting is they go into like these intense detox mode. When Fabiano Caruana was going to play the chess world championship last year, he stopped drinking 3 months before the tournament began. He was telling me how it was his birthday, but he still decided not to even have like a glass of wine because he realized that he needed to like shock his body into sort of listening to him. So they have these like really intense food regimen that they follow. It's quite crazy.
He puts together an elaborate dietary and workout regimen. How does he go about doing that?
This was also a crazy thing, right? So before big tournaments, you know what he does? He sort of takes himself out of the real world. So he'll drive 3 hours from St. Louis to like the middle of nowhere, Missouri, find like a cabin, find a few chess grandmasters who are also free and available to come with him. And he will chart out a week before the tournament where he would intensely physically train and also prep for the tournament. So he'll do a whole hour of running in the morning, and then he'll eat his breakfast, and then he'll play 6 hours of mock tournaments, and then he'll do half hour of basketball, an hour of tennis, and at least an hour of swimming after.
Does he have people helping him with this?
Yeah, so he has a training partner who's a Romanian grandmaster, Christian Cirilla, and so he also sort of looks like a soccer player. And has these like, so he does like 2 hours of cardio every day, lifts a lot of weights to build muscle mass, because muscle mass is the first thing that you lose when you stop working out and have long hours of sitting and playing chess games while not eating as much as you should be. And so Christian and Fabi work together to prep for the tournament.
How common is this sort of intense physical regimen amongst chess grandmasters?
It's becoming quite common. So India's first grandmaster, Vishwanathan Anand, love him to pieces. He's phenomenal. He does 2 hours of cardio every night just to tire himself out so he doesn't dream about chess. And then Chirilla does at least an hour of cardio and an hour of weights to build muscle mass before tournaments. And Rustam, who is also a grandmaster that trains with Fabi, he plays tennis and basketball every day, and he drinks only tea during tournaments to sort of like prep his body to be caffeine and sugar free.
Fabiano is the number two chess player in the world. Number one is the world champion, the bad boy of the sport, as you said, Magnus Carlsen. Does he have a similar workout routine?
So Carlsen is sort of the best example. He has figured that out down to the very last detail. Like before tournaments, he'll work out for hours. He'll run on treadmills. He does hours of yoga. He plays soccer with his friends. And he, before the World Championship last year, he went skiing every day and tweeted that it strengthened his legs and his willpower to get to the finish line. And he has a personal chef, whose name is also Magnus, weirdly. And he travels with him everywhere, making sure that he eats the right amount of proteins and carbs and calcium. And during games, the crazy thing that Carlsen has, he's perfected the way he sits. So he'll like sit at an angle that's not, so where his neck is not too craned. So the oxygen supply is perfect from your heart to your, from his heart to his brain. He chews gum during games to increase his brain function. And because chewing gum doesn't really, you don't lose any energy, but your brain is constantly active. And he taps his legs rhythmically to make sure that, you know, his brain and body are alert to the move. So he has sort of perfected every single aspect of the physical game.
Has Magnus always been this attentive to his body?
Well, it's interesting. So he has been constantly perfecting the way he plays the game on and off the board, right? But he has adopted some new strategies. Like, for example, he was a big orange juice drinker during games. So he'll have like a glass of orange juice, so it's half orange juice and half water next to him at all times. And suddenly, a few years ago, we stopped seeing the orange juice. And there was this huge thing on Twitch where everybody was like, where is the orange juice? What happened to it? also, like, side note, with crazy things that people focus on. Apparently something was, he was feeling off about like the last hour of games. He was feeling slightly more fatigued. So he went to the Olympic Training Center in Norway and they told him that, the orange juice was causing problems. So he sort of figured out a new, they said he should have something that has a little more calcium and a little less sugar. Now drinks a combination of chocolate milk and plain milk during tournaments.
So for now, Magnus Carlsen remains the world chess champion, and a very fit Fabiano Caruana is right on his tail. After doing all this reporting and learning all these very surprising details about chess, has that changed the way you think about the game?
Absolutely. And I play a little bit myself. I used to have long arguments with friends about chess, if chess is a sport, if it's a game, like how do we want to talk about it? But after this reporting process, I was like, oh my goodness, chess is absolutely a sport and chess is absolutely like brutal on your body and your brain. And it's definitely, I respect these players so much more now just because of the amount of time they put into trying to figure out how their body and their brains sort of meet and where they need to focus their energy on, right? That to me is sort of the dedication that I love about sports. So that I definitely gained a lot of perspective on how I talk about chess.
Thank you so much, Aish.
Thank you so much for having me.
Unlike most sports, chess was not stopped by the pandemic. The competitions have moved online, where events like Online Nations Cup have been offering pros six-figure purses. And if you're looking for a game, the amateur chess scene is thriving digitally as well. New signups at chess.com are in the millions since the shutdown began. I'm Mina Kimes, and this has been ESPN Daily. Thanks for listening.